Now, let me speak to brother and writer Mary Kenny. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. Mary, hi.
Mary, I have the most appropriately timed book here in front of me. Am I a Feminist, Are You? By Mary Kenny. You couldn't have imagined that just on release of this book there'd be all the controversy about how poorly women are being treated in public society today.
Well, I suppose this has been an ongoing argument, but I wouldn't say that women are poorly treated in society. I think they're better treated than perhaps they ever have been before.
Even in places like Westminster, in Hollywood?
Well, I think Hollywood is a very old story, actually. There's been a casting couch in Hollywood, I believe, since the 1930s. You know, there are sort of seasoned Hollywood jokes about that. So I think that's nothing new. But I think the Westminster situation is a little bit more nuanced, perhaps. And we do need, I think, to not to destroy people's reputations overnight simply by believing everything that's on Twitter or every allegation that's made. We should have due process, you know, when people's reputations are at stake. I mean, Westminster has, I think, five pubs and bars altogether, and I think the liquor is pretty inexpensive there, so I think it flows pretty freely. And I imagine, you know, the late Reverend Ian Paisley might have had a thing to say about the, you know, the devil's buttermilk playing some part in the various shenanigans that go on.
But is it any excuse for men's misbehaviour?
No, it's not. But I mean, of course, harassment and of any kind is, and certainly assaults are absolutely odious. But I think there's a certain element of sort of trying to turn women into sort of little fainting Victorian maidens by implying that women never have any power themselves or have never indeed invited seduction of any kind. I mean, when Edwina Curry first went into Westminster, she was terribly pleased to show what a siren she was. And I think she actually flashed her garters at one stage to indicate that. And she wasn't afraid to flaunt her sexuality and, as we later discovered, to use it. So I think we mustn't make women into just totally pathetic victims. Women have a certain amount of agency, they have their own choices to make, and they should be empowered to be tough if they, you know, if some man is coming on like an absolutely, you know, thug or really, really bad-mannered guy. But banter and flirtation, I mean, it's part of life, isn't it?
Yeah, I had a woman phone me earlier and she was talking along the same lines as yourself. We were talking about a different thing altogether, but she brought up this thing of how women are being treated, and that invitation to seduction was the sort of point that she was making. I think blokes coming through now are going to be fearful of being invited to seduce.
I think it's all got very confusing in a way, and I do think that probably young men are sort of, there are confused signals. And I think there's another kind of complicated changes taking place in the culture. You know, that we did have this march towards equality, but at the same time we had more pornography and so on, you know, within the culture. I mean, I was in Belfast a couple of weeks ago at the gorgeous Mount Stuart, and I met a teacher from County Tyrone from a little school there, and she said, you know, the kids are lovely and the school is grand, but, you know, boys are looking at pornography on their phones from about the age of 12, and, you know, she was terribly concerned about that. So I think that is definitely feeding into a kind of disrespecting of women's sexuality, and maybe we need to go back kind of the notion of a little bit more decorum in that department.
Where are you? Where is Mary Kenny in relation to being, of course, one of the founder members of the Irish Women's Liberation Movement back in 1970? Where are you in terms of people who are employed, women in particular who are employed in the sex industry?
I suppose in a way I'm broadly libertarian, and you know, you've got feminists of every kind. You've got left-wing feminists, you've got Marxist feminists, you've got right-wing feminists, you've got libertarian feminists. And the libertarian feminists on the whole would tend to say, if a woman freely makes that choice, you know, are we to actually control that choice. I mean, I've got a chapter on that or a section on that. I think it's very difficult. I don't think prostitution is particularly edifying. But I think if a woman really does choose to use her body in that way, should the state try to regulate that? I'm not sure. It's an area of discussion. But I also think we should emphasise the positive and see the tremendous strides that women have made over the last 40 years and the terrific visibility of women in so many careers. And I think it's absolutely amazing in Northern Ireland itself that the two main political leaders are women. I mean, it's an extraordinary achievement we would never have predicted. Now, the other side of that...
And I suppose there are people now shouting at the radio, are they women to be proud of?
There's another area, because I think when back in the 1970s, when we were so active in the feminist movement, then we said, you know, when women rule the world, there'll be peace, there'll be reconciliation, and women are so much more sensible about reaching a consensus about things. They don't just take an adversarial position the way men do. Well, when you look at Michelle and Arlene and you think, well, are they really fulfilling the sisterhood's predictions that women would always work with consensus? And what we actually see really is that probably far more depends upon the chemistry between people and indeed their own political ideology than in the end depends on gender.
Yeah, but, you know, the most senior person in Northern Ireland, Sinn Féin, is a woman. The most senior person in the DUP is a woman, and we're total loggerheads. The government's collapsed.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. I think that's very disappointing for our predictions in the past, you know. And they're both women to admire, I think, in many respects. You know, they're both mothers, and they have an understanding of the world and of politics, and yet they don't seem to be getting their act together, you know, and really negotiating a proper compromise on the governance of the country. And I think that's very disappointing. But you see, we do have a lot of women in politics that we're seeing today. I mean, I think in Scotland, you know, at one stage, all three party leaders were women. And Ruth Davidson is particularly interesting, being a gay woman and a conservative as well. And she's made a huge impact, really, I think, on the political scene. And of course, you've got Theresa May. She's got her problems, but, you know, she is the leader. And you've got the Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, who is certainly considered to be a potential next Prime Minister. And the Prime Minister of Poland is a woman. Of course, you've got Angela Merkel, who's the most powerful woman in Europe, really. So I think that women have made terrific strides in politics.
Including Marie Le Pen. Well, there's another fine
Indeed,
woman. There's another fine woman. There's another woman to be proud of.
Well, now, that's you touch on a very interesting point, because Marine Le Pen is very much repulsed by the feminist movement because she's very right-wing. But she did win by democratic means. She did get the vote. She did get into the Assemblée Nationale by the vote. And I think, so therefore, she indeed has earned her democratic spurs, whether you disagree with her politics or not. And it was quite interesting how the day after the French presidential election, that the woman who was being most celebrated in the British media was actually Brigitte Macron, and is still the most celebrated French woman. Now, she's a remarkable woman, but she's there because she's a wife. She hasn't been elected. So, I mean, I think we should look at that too. We should look at the women who are actually elected.
Yeah, I'm going to stop short of saying a very striking wife. You see, I'm not allowed to say the like of that anymore, because I've been reading through this book and they are short, sharp, if you don't mind me saying, they are short, sharp chapters. Everything seems to be covered in relation to the progress that women have made, because you have on the back of this book, in Ireland in 1970, a woman couldn't buy contraceptives, sit on a jury, keep her job in the public service or a bank when she got married, or collect her children's allowance. My goodness, they have been on a journey, and it is in your book, Mary. I am out of time. It's published by New Ireland, is that right?
That's it.
Lovely stuff.
It's lovely to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you.
Bye.
Mary Kenny, founder member of the Irish Women's Liberation Movement. Am I a Feminist? Are You? That is the new book, and it's in the bookshops now, as they say.